Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:47. Boy, you feel smarter when you talk to people like Amy Dash, don't you?
All right. And again, neither one of us have a legal hat to put on, but extortion of Nike or embezzlement of clients?
Well, here's my deal.
I mean, I wonder how you'd handicap his chances of being guilty of either or both, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's a great question. Here's what I think I know, Shane. I look at a guy like Michael Avenatti, and I think he seems to get it,
right,
based on our experience publicly with him. So it seems stunning to me that he would commit legally stupid 101 mm-hmm. by talking about something over phone lines, understanding the potential of a wiretap.
He should know better than anybody.
I mean, what do I know?
How about the stones that it would take to shake down Nike? Like, did he think before their earnings statement comes out, that he could make Nike wet their pants over what he told them that he knows about handlers and payment? And that's unbelievably brazen by a guy that, like you said, should probably know better.
Yeah, well, right.
He thought Nike was going to blink and pay him between $15 and $25 million to either as a retainer fee or to go away. Either one. You pick. Well, how about I charge you with extortion? How about C?
None of the above. You're not getting $20 million out of me
And Amy said that some of this has been in the works a lot longer than that. But about this time yesterday, he said that he was going to have a press conference today at 10. Mm-hmm. And shortly after that, it was announced that he was being charged in California, you know, for the embezzlement and paying off his own personal debts and stuff like that, in addition to extortion of Nike. So he had quite a day.
He's had quite a year.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it.
Well, he's had quite a few years because it dates back to the Stormy Daniels, representing her against the President of the United States.
I mean, yeah.
Good times.
So, you know. Like I said, that's out of my range of not even expertise, out of understanding.
But again, such
a wicked web, man.
He hasn't stopped either. It's not like he's clammed up or deleted his account. He's still going. But and as Amy pointed out, DeAndre Ayton may have taken money. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks for the newsflash. You're a couple years late to that point.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we heard. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, I think we know that.
That's why there's a second trial for that stuff. Now, the Bowl mm-hmm. Bowl thing is new, but is it news? I hate to be that way, but anyway. Okay, let's get a Twitter question, and I got a little LeBron.
Yeah, let's do it.
Got a little LeBron James tidbit to run by you too. Cindio HRO brings us our Twitter question every day at KFH Radio is the Twitter handle where you can find it. If you can't take Rocky Balboa, who do you got? Clubber Lang, Ivan Drago, or Apollo Creed? And it was really too bad that there wasn't one more boxer that Rocky fought in those movies that I could have filled up all four. But there really wasn't, because I wasn't going to put Tommy Morrison in there. He wouldn't have gotten any votes, right?
No.
Plus, he was kind of a punk in that movie. So,
a little bit.
Clubber Lang, Ivan Drago, Apollo Creed. Ivan Drago's kind of running away with
it.
The Siberian Bull 46% of the vote. Apollo Creed, 36%. Only 18% went with the brawler from Chicago, Clubber Lang.
Hmm.
JP, of course, had to hop in. JP says,
"Of course,
I say Drago. Drago had stamina and a major chip on his shoulder. Lang was powerful but had a propensity to tire early." That's not a bad assessment of the first two. And then he said, Creed was more of a complete package, but he died. Yeah, I'm aware he's dead.
JP, thank you.
I'm aware. Thanks.
Thank you.
But, hey, you got me to read it on the air. John said Lang was Tyson before we knew about Tyson.
True that.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Give me Lang before he won the belt and hooked up with the Rocky Universe's version of Robin Givens.
Mm-hmm.
See, now John has a little JP in him because he got me to read that too. All right, so a fictitious boxer question today, courtesy of Cindio HRO. We've known this for a long time, or a week. Is that a long time? Lakers are not going to make the playoffs. And despite adding LeBron James last offseason, this breaks LeBron James' streak of being in the finals for 8 consecutive years, 4 with Miami, 4 with Cavaliers. Here are some of the things that happened the last time LeBron James was not in the playoffs. And I have a hard time believing this, but I guess it's true. None of us would have even heard of Kim Kardashian the last time LeBron James was not in the playoffs. She was just a random rich girl who hung out with Paris Hilton. And the timeline says it wasn't until early 2007 that Kim Kardashian's sex tape got leaked online. And within a year of that, Keeping Up with the Kardashians went on TV. So she was kind of anonymous the last time that LeBron James wasn't in the playoffs. Plus, YouTube launched 2 months earlier than the month of June where LeBron James didn't make the playoffs. And we were still 2 years away from the first iPhone.
Wow.
The last time LeBron wasn't in the playoffs. George W. Bush was the president.
Right.
The Office was just finishing its first season. And Carrie Underwood was in the process of winning season 4 of American Idol. Those are all the things that happened the last time that LeBron wasn't in the playoffs.
Wow.
And here's maybe the most depressing thing for Lakers fans. The Lakers only missed the playoffs 5 times in their first 65 years in existence. They've now missed it 6 years in a row.
They suck.
They do suck, and I don't think any regret of LeBron going there because it's good for his brand. But if you're a Lakers fan that was hoping this would facilitate or spark something,
it doesn't appear like that's going to happen, does it? Now we'll see
You'd have to land a really big fish, at least one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure it's that attractive. Things have changed a little bit in the NBA. You don't have to be in LA or New York to be a really rich man in the NBA anymore.
No, Lord,
everybody's
no.
rich.
Everybody's got a max contract available for
everyone.
You out there.
Everyone. Yep. Everyone is making loads of money. You can get endorsements. You can all of those things. So then the question becomes, okay, do I want to subjugate myself to LeBron in order to win a championship? It's always going to be about LeBron. It's not going to be about Kyrie. It's not going to be about Kevin Love. It's not going to be about Dwayne Wade. It's not going to be about anybody else but LeBron.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. parts.